And now, here's the host of the Sports Hub, David Tewksbury.
Makes no sense, like somebody signaling flop and getting teed up for it. We're talking about that off the air. He's Matt McClure over there. What's going on, sir?
What's going on? Showed up the official.
Well, she wasn't even really looking at the official when she did it.
But that's the official thought that she might have showed her up a little, or showed him up a little bit.
They say a lot of stuff. Yeah. Welcome on in. This is the Sports Hub, a Tuesday edition of the Sports Hub, Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 on the FM dial and online at hubcityradio.com. We're live streaming as well on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. You heard the voice of the Cobra. He is Matt McClure. I am David Tewksbury. Great to be with you on this Tuesday edition of the program. Indeed, we'll have an Aberdeen Wings Weekly coming up towards the bottom of the hour as Jay Kleinkonect got a chance to catch up with one of the players on the squad, Madison Cool. That's K-U-H-L, pronounced Cool, and a nickname of Jibber there. And maybe perhaps people like the cut of his jib or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, that's coming up towards the bottom of the hour and coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes on the show from the Aberdeen Insider. I'm not quite sure we've ever had him on the Sports Hub before, but I was talking to him off the air weeks ago, and he said, hey, you know, if you ever need somebody on the Sports Hub, yeah, I'll talk a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I thought to myself, yeah, that sounds good. I know Rob for a lot of years. Rob Garofalo, he'll be joining us towards the quarter past the hour, and we've got our first fly in studio, which means we're getting closer and closer to springtime.
Yeah, I saw that. It's going to be a battle on the Sports Hub with that fly. Let me just say that.
I'm going to kill him.
You going to get him?
I'm going to kill him.
Get him.
I'm going to straight up squash him.
Get him.
It's my game plan. Get him. That's my game plan here indeed. But yeah, first fly in studio, mark it, February 20th. Pretty impressive.
54 tomorrow, man. It's all that. Spring is officially sprung, maybe.
So, sort of, kind of.
Kind of.
Allegedly. But anyway, it's going to be a fun edition of the Sports Hub here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Again, it's a daily show on FSA, 1420 AM and 98.5 on the FM dial, Monday through Friday between 10 AM and 11 AM. All right, let's go ahead and get to the jump for today's installment of the program with the man that we call
Mr. Unlimited
here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And let's go ahead and toss this thing skyward for this Tuesday edition of the show. What are you laughing at over there? What are you chuckling
That's
about?
That's like my favorite thing. Let's toss this thing skyward.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that. Pretty good.
Tossing it up. You know,
yeah, the jump.
It is the jump.
It's the jump ball. The jump.
That's correct. Doing it from the jump. Right here.
Big fan of that.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad that tickles your fancy. I'm glad that floats your boat. I'm glad that stirs your drink. I'm glad that makes you happy.
Yeah.
That's about all I got for now.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Thank you. Well, speaking of pretty good, I saw this on social media, and this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this.
Okay.
To be honest with you, because I feel like covering sports for as long as I have, I'm not an old veteran. Well, I'm a veteran. I'm not an old veteran. I'm not in my 60s and 70s and 80s, but I feel like I'm a veteran. Not quite a grizzled veteran, but a guy that's been doing it long enough to say that I've seen a thing or two.
Sure.
In my day. And I think this is definitely a first. So you go online on all of these teams that you cover, their website. I mean, more so on the high school side of things, you don't see a lot of the coaching staff with their photos and
yeah,
their biographies and that sort of thing. But on the college side of things, you see it all the time. You go onto their website. Let's say, for instance, you go onto the Northern website, okay? You're on the Northern State coaching staff. You see, okay, Saul Phillips, he's the head coach. You see Josh Vaughn, he's the assistant coach. Trayvon Wright, he's the assistant coach. You see the trainers, that sort of thing. So I thought this was very, very entertaining. I was on social media here today. Shout out to Arkansas Tech. Arkansas Tech softball. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
Okay, so on their website, it has their head coach, Jordan Jones. Shout out to her. Addie Jensen, she's the assistant softball coach. She's a pitching coach. And Scott Gongola, he is a volunteer assistant. Okay, seems pretty standard.
Yep.
And then at the very bottom of that has Mr. Wilson. Now, Mr. Wilson is unique because he is the emotional support coach. The emotional support coach is a dog. Get a load of that, people.
That's awesome.
How about them apples? The emotional support dog.
Big shout out to the emotional support dog, Mr. Wilson. Now that, on the website?
On the website.
That's awesome.
Now that, John, is a first. I have never seen that before.
I've never seen that either. But say, sometimes you need an emotional support dog to get you through the tough times during the season.
You've just given up a couple of home runs.
Let me pet the emotional support dog. Maybe I can get some more strikeouts next time.
Runners around the corners. You've got nothing going. Your splitter ain't working. Your fastball, you can't find the strike zone. Hey, bring out Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, or you're in a big slump and you're trying to get a hit. Let's bring out Mr. Wilson real quick, see if we can get back on the right track.
Oh, man, I've never seen that before in my life. But, not to be outdone, big shout out to UNI Swim and Dive, University of North Iowa, of course. They quote tweeted this on social media and said, okay, cool, but do they have a director of happiness on staff? We've got another one, baby. How about that?
Mahi Chambers?
Mahi Chambers is the guide dog and director of happiness. So not only is the dog the director of happiness, but also a guide dog.
Awesome. Two for one.
Two for one right there. Mahi Chambers. And also,
are you a big fan of Mahi Chambers, or are you a Mr. Wilson guy?
I'm definitely a big Mahi Chambers fan, because that's a golden retriever right there.
Okay. Is the other one not a golden retriever?
I think that looks like more of a...
Beagle?
Kind of like a hound dog.
Hound
feels
dog.
Like.
Okay.
Yeah. So, either way, I'm not great on dog breeds, but that's definitely an emotional support, director of happiness, guide dog, all of the above, and golden retriever.
Awesome.
So that's good stuff right there. I thought that was different, kind of unique. Never done anything like that on the jump before, huh?
Never done that. Never seen that ever before today. So definitely unique and out of the ordinary.
I texted Mari Jordan this morning. She used to be the softball coach at Presentation College when I was over there, and she used to every once in a while bring her dogs to the Diamond on game day. And I said, talk about a missed opportunity. You could have easily had this on the website.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
Get it the next time. And I wanted to bring in a couple of these other talking points from yesterday. Just kind of ran out of time. So we're getting closer and closer to baseball season. Matter of fact, I got to do some sleuthing to see if I can get a baseball guest for tomorrow's edition of the Sports Hub for a Wolves midweek. But we are getting so close to baseball. You're a baseball guy. Big,
yep.
Big Orioles guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. I don't think either of our teams really have high expectations this year. Baltimore's pretty good. They were good last year.
Yeah, they won 100 games last year. They should be in contention for the division title.
See, you used the word should in there.
Should, yes. Yeah. They should. I mean, you're not. They won 100 games last year. That's. I hope they do it.
They should do it,
hopefully.
But baseball, more often than not, yields heartbreak for guys like you and me.
Yes.
But I thought this was very, very interesting. Speaking of heartbreak, this guy's just going to be black and blue. I saw this on social media. There's a guy by the name of Matt Michelangelo. He got hit in 9 trips to the plate 8 times. 8 HBPs in 9 trips to the plate this last weekend. This is college baseball, pardon me. But can you imagine being hit 8 times in 9 ABs?
Guy's a ball magnet, I guess.
I guess.
Also, like, the pitchers just have no control when he's up to the plate. I'm surprised they didn't retaliate. Usually when guys get hit 2 or 3 times, guys retaliate on the other end.
Was he too close to the plate?
Was he crowding the plate? He could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's bad, though. 8 out of 9 times to the plate he's been hit? What the heck?
Take some Epsom salts, bro. Holy cow, take a bath.
We got ice! Have you ever did that chant back in the dugout? We got ice!
No, I don't think so.
No, like when somebody would get hit by a pitch, like yeah. Our dugout, and the umpires hated it when we would do it.
Give me the chant. I want to hear the cheer.
We got ice! Hey, Sixes, we got ice! Or come on, 1-9, what do you say, kid? And then he gets hit by the pitch. We got ice! We got ice! And we would just say it all the time. And then, like, another thing the umpires did not like is when you'd be in a league or a lead on first base, and you'd yell back, and then he'd be ready to pitch the next ball, and you'd be like, "Hit back, back!" Umpires hated that.
Why do they hate that? They're just you're helping out your.
Well, you're helping out, but like we were doing it so late, like he was already standing on the base, and we're like, "Get back, back!" And umpires would like knock that off.
cut the guff. There you go. That's good stuff. I feel like there's going to be some clips out there from what you just did right there. The get back and the, hey, what do you say, babe? Hey, what's going on, babe?
What do you say, kid?
Oh, man, baseball. I just can't wait for baseball season. I'm excited
about
baseball season.
You a sunflower seed guy?
Oh, 100%.
Ranch? Barbecue? Original?
All of the above.
All of the above, all right.
I'm usually a dill pickle guy. That's probably my number one.
Number one, okay.
But all of the above. I like them all.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. And speaking of baseball, this is kind of in that same vein, but softball, talked about this yesterday. Northern State Softball, they're hosting their free youth camp. Again, that's coming up this Sunday between 6 and 8 p.m. for kiddos between the ages of 7 and 13. Again, it is free. It's going to be at the Aberdeen City Dome, formerly on the campus of Presentation College there. Register today at northernstatesoftballcamps.com. That's northernstatesoftballcamps.com. Again, Northern State Softball, a free youth camp coming up between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Sunday for kiddos ages 7 to 13 at the Aberdeen City Dome. Again, it is free. Register today at northernstatesoftballcamps.com and check it out. Rob Garofalo, he'll be joining us here live in studio next on FSA. Stick around. Rob Garofalo from the Aberdeen Insider joins us here in studio. Have we ever had you on the show before? Is this the first time?
Boy, I got to go back. I think I was actually on in my PC days.
Okay.
Way back when.
Sure.
I came in once as when I was a sports information director to talk about some things, but... Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, it's been a while for sure.
Yeah, heck, I mean, yeah, it is.
We see every weekend, and we figured, hey, why not? You know, might as well get you on the sports hub.
Works for me.
There you go.
He's shameless self-promotion. I'm all about it.
Hey, so are we. That's why we still have jobs. In all seriousness, we got to talk about a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Sure.
Let's start up on the northern side of things. Mm-hmm. That's where you were at this last weekend. Mm-hmm. Isn't that women's team a lot of fun?
You know, it's funny, and I hope they're not listening, well, in particular Paula, because, you know, she doesn't like to talk rankings and everything, but every player that I've talked to this year after games, the last question I always ask is, hey, I don't want you to tell Coach, because she's a little funny about it. I said, but, you know, you do remember, you were picked 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And some of them, who shall remain nameless, will answer it very honestly, like, yeah, bulletin board. Couple of them just kind of shrugged their shoulders like, well, you know, rankings don't mean anything. I mean, look, it's human nature. You obviously, especially with social media, you're going to look.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know so much, too, because if it actually spurned them on to have a season like this. I think if they were picked 10th or 4th, it would have been the same thing because this particular group, the makeup they have mentally – it's like Paul has said to you every game, really, and me. I mean, they're just so businesslike. It's just they know what they need to do. They don't get too high, too low during games. And at some point, no matter what the situation is, usually one or two of them would just look at Paul and say, hey, we got this, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun to watch because they're just so businesslike. And yet you do see moments of absolute unbridled joy. Like this, I mean, look, you knock off the 14th ranked team in the country, you're going to see smiles and laughs and whatnot. But that was fun to watch.
No doubt.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned it. They were pre-ranked 10th. I remember we did a little preview show, and I was like, 10th, that doesn't sound right. I think I said, Tukes, what was it, top five, I think I predicted. And I think a big reason why they've been successful is because they got that big in Madeline Bragg down low with what she's able to do scoring-wise. Do you feel that way as well, just from having her inside, being that presence where she can score and pass from that post position?
It starts there. There's no question about it. I always admire vintage, as Tukes will attest, Kevin McHale low post moves.
Oh,
she's got a few. She absolutely has a few. That up and under and then with the left hand. Again, you know, what do high school coaches, what is sort of the prevailing theme when it comes to their players? They're long and athletic. Long and athletic. You hear it over and over and over. But as we've seen, the trend has changed really over the past, I don't know, 10, 12 years. Suddenly they're longer and more athletic. And again, Maddie Bragg, 6'2", 6'3". She puts her arm straight up. It's closer to 6'8".
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just something you a lot of teams can't adjust on.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, she is absolutely, you know, a force and one of the keys. But, you know, to me, it's Rio, it's Bryn, it's these lunch pail players who just nose to the grindstone, whether they get 15 one night or five. I mean, as long as things are facilitated and people who need the ball at certain times get the ball,
mm-hmm.
then it works. And look, it's worked for them this year. It's, like I said, it's just been a lot of fun to watch.
No doubt. Rob Garofalo joining us here live on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And, you know, this is no disrespect to any other coach and how any other coach assembles his or her program. But one thing I really kind of like about the Northern women in particular, they're doing it with all local or regional kids. You've got two starters
yep.
that are both Aberdeen Roncalli girls. You've got Bryn Alfson, who's from Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
Elena Beneke's from Hayti. Lennox for Rio. You've got five starters. They're all from South Dakota. That's kind of a cool thing.
Well, again, it speaks to how competitive South Dakota basketball is. When I first came out here within a year, with all due respect to college football, there's no question that basketball, high school, college, drives the state of South Dakota. I think it's unquestioned. I think football is a closer second now because of what SDSU has done over the past 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But from a basketball standpoint, no, absolutely. The talent level in this state is very deep. And it's also, there's a pride factor, because that's the other thing that I didn't realize when I came out here. These little towns of 500, 400, I was like, what?
Yeah.
500, I had 480 kids in my graduating class. Are you kidding me?
498 for me.
Yeah, right. So, but there's a pride factor to it. And everyone, everybody rallies around these teams. And basketball has just traditionally been that sport. And look, in order to play at that next level, you have to be talented. And Paula obviously clearly recognized that. And South Dakota's produced a boatload of talent. And so it's not surprising. It's great to see. And again, look, hey, what's a major part of your sort of goal as a college? You just get people there, get butts in the seats. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Well, you get local kids. That's going to help. And I add in the fact that they can play and at a high level. Well, please.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's tremendous.
Well, it's funny you bring up the crowd, because me and Tukes have been talking a lot about it this year, saying that, you know, we wish sometimes the Northern crowd in a big moment would get loud.
Now, doesn't happen.
You know, what do you think about, you know, that piece of it?
I think that's colloquial.
Can you spell that word?
C-O.
No, I'm just kidding.
Loquial.
I can't ask. Don't ask me to spell it.
No,
I can't do it.
No, that's but I have often said this. When I was in high school and I was a junior playing basketball and I was taking free throws during a game in Providence, which is city, my routine was spin it once, two dribbles, spin it once, two dribbles, and then shoot it. I got to the second spin, and all of a sudden I heard dink, dink, dink. And I'm like, what the? And guys are looking around, and I look down on the ground. There's three quarters. Yeah, no, they were throwing quarters at the backboard. In addition to yelling and screaming, that was just par for the course where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, too. So I think there's this sort of general Midwest nice kind of, hey, these kids are playing their hardest. Let's just let them go through this. And which is fine. But we talked about it. There's nothing wrong. You know, don't get obscene. Don't get gnarly about it. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, just making a little noise, you know, when the opposition's taking foul shots or mm-hmm. just trying to get into it. So there's a balance. I think traditionally I just generally haven't done it.
Just a little different.
Yeah, it is.
You ever get the quarters thrown at you when you're shooting free throws back?
No. I wouldn't make free throws when I was playing.
Yeah.
I wasn't a good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, it certainly changes your perspective on things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah.
Rob Garofalo joining us here live, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Moving on to the guys' side of things, have you ever been a part of a weekend? Maybe I'm being prisoner of the moment guy here, but two losses by three combined points, and the shot on Friday night, I still can't believe that went in for Winona State.
Hey, well, Saul said it every chance he got. Tip your hat to the kid.
Yeah.
A lefty who catches the ball as if he's – it reminded me kind of the Julio Jones catching the Super Bowl where he leans, catches, mm-hmm. turns, and throws it. No, I actually asked Saul Saturday night, you know, I said, hey, look, two losses within 3 seconds. You know, I said, what did you forget to sacrifice to the basketball gods this week for this to happen? And he didn't hesitate. He just kind of tilted his head and said, oh, live chicken, apparently. So, yeah, that is, it's gut-wrenching. Again, you take away the fact that you hung with those teams and it took a miraculous heave Friday night for them to win. And then look, you know, that Willingham is a baller.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
That cat is good. And as soon as he dropped that, as I'm watching, because I'm on opposite baseline with taking pictures. Thank you for the shout out, by the way, when I got hit right into squash. that was a good thing. When he dropped that shoulder and started going baseline left, I'm thinking he's going to take 4 or 5 steps, pull up, and when he leans back, it's either going in or it's not, because he's getting the shot off. And look, credit to the kid, he hit it. But yeah, no, I haven't seen. That's a new one. That's a new one. To lose two games like that is just, yeah, that's a tough one.
Excruciating.
Yeah, I was thinking how, you know, you have to be so precise on that pass. You got to, with that baseball pass, that kind of set up the play with the pass, and then obviously the shot went in. But Tukes and I were looking at the standings, and what's kind of cool about it is if, you know, the season ended today, obviously the season doesn't end today.
Right.
But Northern State was in the 11th spot in the standings, and Winona is the 6th. Now, I was telling Tukes, that would be a lot of fun to get a third game between those two because they've had some classic matchups.
Oh, yeah. No. Generally, you don't want other teams to hold your destiny in your hands, any sport. And, you know, you want to be able to take care of that. It's just, look, the circumstances are what they are. They kind of put themselves in this position. Injuries did not help. I go back to when Caleb Walton Blanding got hurt, and I said, that's going to change the complexion of this team because he was one of the fastest kids in the conference. And you don't want Josh Dilling handling the ball for 40 minutes. He's one of those, you want him moving around, finding spaces to score and create shots, which he does as basically the point guard now.
Mm-hmm.
But it just changes the complexion of the team. And then Longstreet goes down, and it's just like, oh. Well,
what next?
Right, exactly. I mean, you need bodies. And, you know, in this league, which is, as we know, it's no joke. I mean, the NSIC is unbelievable league. You need bodies and you guys with experience and know how to play. And you look down that bench, and it's awfully young.
You got enough time for another segment?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Perfect. All right, more with Rob Garofalo coming up next. Don't forget, towards the back half of the hour, Jay Klein Connect. He's got an Aberdeen Wings Weekly as well. We're talking some high school notes after this. We've got about 8.5 minutes remaining in our live portion of the program on Fox Sports Aberdeen coming up. If you need a cough button, tell me you need a cough button. What's the matter with you? Oh, good Lord. All right, that's Rob Garofalo here on Fox Sports Aberdeen with the Aberdeen Insider. We've talked some college notes from the Northern basketball perspective. Let's switch to the high school side of things. Can you believe that we're less than a month away from the State B here in Aberdeen? Is that nuts to you, how fast the season has moved?
No, and I say this because for the past, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I wake up in the morning and next thing I know it's...
You're at a game.
Well, not even that. Next thing I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's just I've been nonstop. Non-stop, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't really affect my sleeping habits, as we talked about off the air. I'm a night owl. I can't go to bed before 11 o'clock at night anyway. But, yeah, hey, look, it's a combination. I mean, it's just you look forward to high school basketball because you never know what's going to happen. So that always makes it move very fast. And then – well, when you get my age, I mean, time doesn't slow down. You get older and older, faster and faster. So I had enough grabbing about my age, though. I still look good, gents. I still look good.
Face for radio for all of us. It's all good.
Amen.
Yeah, and how about that Aberdeen Christian streak they had this year? I mean, they won 12 games. It ended against Potter County, but they started 1-4, and then they rattled off 12 straight, and you know, they went kind of from a team that you weren't really looking at and B to now maybe a contender, right?
I vividly remember what Aaron Moeller said beginning of the season, right before the season started, and he said, you know, we're going to be a better team in February than we are December. When you just looked at them, and just in practice and whatever, you're thinking, huh, there's about 5-6 cats who were 6'4"-ish, long arms, can get up and down the floor. Okay. Track meet, these guys can. Now, the flip side is you had to realize only one of them saw, and I'm not even going to say significant, varsity minutes the year before. That was Joey Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Played about 11 minutes total. because that Christian team was just loaded and with seniors. And so you take for granted that, well, it's high school basketball. They're long, they're athletic. Doesn't work like that. Again, because high school basketball in South Dakota is so competitive, you need that experience. You have to understand where to be on the floor at all times and how to take care of the basketball. And it took them, as we saw, 5-6 games. And then, they found their rhythm. My only concern is they don't have a true point guard. They don't have one guy in particular that is going to handle the ball when there's a press thrown at them that won't take two dribbles and then just look to find somebody. That could be a factor. It was against Potter County. I mean, Potter County kind of exploited that a little bit. And Potter County had two great guards and experience. So, you kind of figured as you looked during that stretch when they had won 12 in a row, I looked at that game and I said, that's the test right there.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, look, they bounced back yesterday and, beat Little Wound. I the Groton area game is going to be – that's going to be an interesting game.
Well, look what Groton did last night to Dakota Valley, 71-54, and Lane Teets going off for 29. That was, I would say, a mild upset for sure. Dakota Valley's legit. We know how good they've been over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Garofalo joining us here in studio. A couple more minutes to go here. But for the Class B side of things, we're on February 20th. This is the latest I can recall. You've got three teams receiving first-place votes in the last media poll. Castlewood's one, White River 2, DeSmet 3, Westington Springs, and Howard round out the top five. Leola Frederick, for whatever reason, they just can't quite get into that top five right now, but we'll have to wait and see.
A couple buddies and I have talked about that. I actually talked to Coach Passion about that, too. Not to get it. He doesn't delve. I'm not going to delve into it. But
sure.
He said flat out, he said, hey, the top five in Boys B is loaded.
It's deep.
Yeah.
This is a really deep year.
Yeah. Oh, that's, again, it's why I'm looking forward to the single greatest, event, with all due respect, to the Brown County Fair that this city hosts, and that's, State B coming up second week of March. That is going to be unreal.
I think anyone can win it this year, I feel like.
Oh, yes. There's not one team, and you've seen it too, Matt. Across the board, AA, maybe a couple of the O'Gorman girls, Sioux Falls Christian boys, maybe Dakota Valley to an extent, just because they have all that experience. But there's not one team. Mitchell's 17-1 in boys AA. Are they that good? I don't know. I've seen them, but there's not one team anywhere that you go, that's the team you got to shoot for. That's the team you got to watch out for. That's what's going to make this a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mentioned it in Class B. I mean, DeSmet there in three. They've won three straight. You mentioned it with the Aberdeen Central boys. I mean, they took down number one Harrisburg at the time, right? And they played Mitchell pretty tough. So,
right.
I've seen you there.
They gave Mitchell their only loss this year, Harrisburg.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I have seen you at a couple Aberdeen Central games, and I've been telling Tukes that's a lot of that boys squad is a lot of fun to watch because of just how hard they play. What do you see from that team?
I see the same thing, and I've seen growth from a few players. I mean, Brendan Phillips, hey, coach's kid, he gets it. It's it just takes a little while to get going with a newer group of guys. To me, Fitz has been. The growth that I've seen from that young man, he drops that shoulder, he goes to the basket. I mean, the confidence level, you've seen it, has grown so much. And he's a lot of fun to watch. Hey, look, Brent said it coming into this year. He was really looking forward to this particular group because they just have this relationship with each other. They all get along with each other. No one wants the ball just for the sake of, hey, I want to get my shot off. It's find the open shot. And sometimes, that can be difficult at times with certain players, but he didn't think it was with this. He's right, too. I mean, they're just an unselfish group of kids, and that's fun to watch.
Aberdeen Insiders, Rob Garofalo joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Ron Cotley girls are back in action tonight. Mm-hmm. They're taking on Redfield.
Yeah.
Feels like if you can slow down Katie Rozelle, you're in probably a pretty good spot. But do you think Ron Cotley has a makeup to maybe make some noise in March?
Oh, that's a good question. The one area, and Derek Larson has said it, that they don't have and they've had traditionally is that rim protector.
Sure.
We saw what happened with Sisseton, the Laniger sisters, who are both 6 feet.
Yeah, they're good.
Yep. They gave them trouble. That to me would be the if you want to say, Achilles heel for Ron Colley, because their guards are smart. Hey, look, any coach will tell you when you make shots, it's just easier to coach. And Ron Colley is a great example. When they make shots, they make 5 3-pointers or more in a game, they're going to win that game. They just are. Because defensively, you're probably not going to find a harder working team. So if things fall into place, and again, you know, it's all about matchups too.
Sure.
Because they, if you know, knock on wood, they get to the SODAC, they reseed, it's who, all right, who do you have? That's the key. And the right matchup, I don't think there's any question that they could absolutely be one of the final eight teams. And then at that point,
they could throw anything out the window at that point.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about that Ron Colley squad. You mentioned the Sisseton game. They just struggled a little bit with the Longhangers down low. But when I, you know, see them, they do a great job with balanced scoring. Like Ava Hansen the other night only had 3 points.
Yes.
Their leading scorer against Duel, but everybody else stepped up.
Yeah. No, again, any coach will tell you, you make shots. And Ron Colley has some kids. Claire Crawford has shot the ball with a lot of confidence as of late. Maddie Huber can shoot it. You know, they've got a couple of the girls that, you know, McKenna O'Keefe, just like, kind of like a Bryn Alfson in a sense, a little lunch pail, offensive rebounds, gets to the lane. Hey, ball goes up and you have no idea what's going to happen 32 minutes later.
That's a good point. Rob Garofalo here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen, less than a minute to go. What's on tap for you this weekend? Where are you going?
Where am I not going is the question. Actually, ironically enough, we've got Regents Night and Thursday.
Yep.
And then I will actually be in Omaha
visiting
my daughter.
Oh, good for you.
Who goes to Nebraska, Omaha, who has named her sorority's Sister of the Semester.
How about that?
Hey. Nice. So we will be taking in a Nebraska-Omaha hockey game and chilling with her. I don't see her very often because she's 6 hours away. So
sure.
It's always good to catch up. You'll believe me, you'll find that.
I think you're onto something there. Well, appreciate the family time. Appreciate you coming in here, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road.
You know where to get me.
There you go. That's Rob Garofalo here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Jay Klein Connect. He's got your Aberdeen Wings Weekly coming up.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from door.
Second portion of Wings Weekly continues on, and as usual, a player is joining me, and this time it is Jibber Cool. I've been waiting to have you on the show, actually, because I've been watching your game progress and the growth that you've had, the games that, you know, that where you have really, you know, started to kind of shine. 5 goals, 2 assists so far here this season. A younger player, you know, and maybe I should have said ways out of Minnesota, of course, you know, your hometown, Minnesota guy. But what's it been like? What's this journey been like? I'm going to get to where you started in hockey and all that. And again, you know, I say Minnesota guy, that kind of goes without saying. Everybody in Minnesota plays hockey.
Yeah.
but you as a wing, I've watched it as the season has gone along, and you can see there's a level of maturity, there's a level of physicality, there's speed, there's all these things that it seems like they're getting stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger and better and better. What has it meant to you, like, you know, from day one here in the ODA Center in this locker room to where you're at now?
I mean, it's meant everything. It's been a blessing to be able to play junior hockey, especially. I didn't even play varsity hockey as a junior, and so I was like seeing if I could even play junior hockey, and just getting to play juniors is just the coolest thing ever, and I think it's awesome. Awesome opportunity. It's super fun so far.
So let's walk through this. You played, obviously, Wayzata. You played in Wayzata. You played with the Walleyes. You played, when did you start playing hockey? And was there somebody that inspired you to do so, or that kind of helped you early on? Or was it just, like I said, that Minnesota thing where you just are kind of naturally going to have skates on your feet?
I mean, it was kind of a Minnesota thing. I went to the state fair, and there's this wild experience thing. And I just picked up a stick. I started shooting pucks, and you know, I'm like, Mom, Dad, I want to be a hockey player. And they're like, oh, I don't know, because you know. So, and then they just put me in outdoor, you know, like the rec league or whatever, and I just stuck with it, and now here I am. So yeah.
How old were you?
I was about 4 years old, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, I know this. I know that I hear from fans all the time, and you know, I talk to Coach Langer about this sometimes too. That it's surprising to me sometimes how many times I'm out in public and somebody recognizes me or something, and they come immediately come talk to me about the Wings stuff. And your name has been coming up an awful lot lately.
Really?
Yes, a lot of people are like, "Man, what's up with that Jibber Cool? He's really really got it going on." And they're impressed with your play, and I have been too. So that's awesome, and it's great to see your growth. Now, we got to talk about Jibber. Is that a nickname?
It is.
Madsen.
Madsen's my real name.
Mm-hmm.
Jibber's my nickname from my dad. When I was younger, I just like talked a lot. Jibber Jabber Joker, he'd call me. And then, you know, eventually my friends caught on. They're like, Jibber. And then my coaches. And then, yeah, now it's just my, that's just what I go by now, so.
And one of your elite prospects, it says AKA.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, believe it or not, I do a little bit of research before these shows sometimes, and I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, good to know. Not that this has anything to do with anything, but there's a singer named Skeeter Davis, and her nickname was given to her by her grandpa because she was a skeeter, like a mosquito, flying all over the place, bouncing all around. It sort of reminds me of that, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so on Saturday night, yeah, again, we're coming out of a loss. I don't want to talk a whole heck of a lot about a weekend here at the ODI Center where you get the point. Like I said, that's a positive. But unfortunately, Bismarck, you know, got the best of Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, though, Yelda Shrine Teddy Bear Toss night. And, you know, I talked with a couple of the boys beforehand as you guys were going out for warm-ups, and it sounded like Rhyme was a pick. Mm-hmm. And I know in some of the interviews, I guess, or on ice stuff earlier on, that he was kind of, it sounded like as a whole, I mean, there were a lot of people, there were some that had picked you, there were a few, you know, that had different picks, but Rhyme was kind of the locker room go-to.
He was.
And I was looked at him, I said to Turner and Anderson, I'm like, he's kind of a dark horse. Like, don't get me wrong, Rhyme's a heck of a defenseman, and he's obviously scored some goals, and he's an exciting player. I would not have expected people to pick him, and then he comes through.
Yeah.
He comes through with it. Like, how cool was that for you guys?
It was absolutely amazing. The boys were so fired up with that. Oh, my gosh. We were super happy to see that.
I mean, like I said, not only was it awesome to see him score the goal, but, of course, for those teddy bears to fly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was getting nervous. I was halfway through that.
Oh, yeah.
The third, I'm like, oh, man, we're not – this isn't going to be one of those games where here's a timeout, so we'll throw the bears. So anticlimactic. You know, but we ended up, you know, got coming through, and the Shriners, you know, collected a whole lot of bears that will go to a lot of different charities. Mm. Usually they go to the Children's Hospital, the Shriners Children's Hospital, but I think they're kind of breaking them up and taking them to different locations and so on around our area and giving them to kids and so on. And speaking of which, as I transition a little bit, what have you been, you know, involved in any of the things like the Salvation Army ringing of the bell or any of the Shriner stuff or maybe helping out at the YMCA or whatever?
Yeah, YMCA a lot. It's really cool, actually. I like that. I like that we'd be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool that we do that.
I think it. I've said this before. I'll say it again. It translates in so many ways because you're reaching out to these kids and they look up to you guys. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
They look up to you guys as role models, as like, I want to be like that guy someday, whatever. And then, but by the same token, they go home and tell their mom and dad, I want to go to a Wings game. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the family comes out and you gain fans as you're helping out in the community. You know, like, it's a funny thing how it works and how it's like kind of, you know, double-edged sword in some ways.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so moving along. What do you do? What do you like to do off the ice? Are you one of those guys that likes to golf?
I do golf.
Yeah.
I do golf.
Are you good?
I like to think so, but I mean, you know, my buddies think otherwise, you know. So.
Okay, so what else? I mean, you, are you a guy that's going to read a book? Are you a gamer?
I game. I do like to read. As of recently, my mom's got me in a little family book club, so we've got a mandatory book we've got to read, and have family FaceTimes every week, so that's been definitely interesting. But
love that.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. So, okay, so talk to me a little bit about your family. You know, we talked about the inspiration, the Minnesota State Fair, and you're telling your parents that you wanted to go, play some hockey. Do you have any brothers or sisters or anybody like that? And shout out whoever you want to, but tell us a little bit about
I've got two brothers. I'm the middle child. My older brother is in college at Iowa State, and my younger brother is in high school. He's a ninth grader. They've been a big motivation for me. We kind of play around a lot as kids. My little brother's a goalie, so I shoot on him, kind of train him up a little bit. My parents, my dad is probably my biggest supporter, I'd say, biggest role model. My mom is also, there for pushing me and, keeping me true to my game. And
man, you can't say enough about hockey moms. You just can't. They're the best.
Yep. She tries not to be one of those crazy hockey moms, but I think
hockey moms. It's that they're preparing the meals. They're making sure everybody's somewhere and managing schedules.
For sure. I would not be who I am without her. She's the best.
That's fantastic. I love giving shout outs to hockey moms because, man, they are rock stars, that's for sure.
Yep.
At these rinks early mornings and taking kids here, taking kids there. And
bringing donuts to the early morning practices, that's the best.
Exactly. All right. So, speaking of, one of my go-to questions for you guys when I have you on, and again, I say this a lot, but it's because it changes for everybody. What's your meal going to look like if it's your last meal? If you could pick your meal.
Last meal.
Well, I don't want to be morbid like that, like you're dying or something, but if you could pick just anything and everything, like your favorite things, what's that look like for you?
That's tough. I'm a big fan of a lot of foods. I think I'd probably just go with some classics, like just pizza. I like pizza a lot, pepperoni. Probably throw a burger in there. I like chicken, just, chicken breast, rice. Mm-hmm. Chicken breast and rice, broccoli, that's a good meal.
So is that, is that kind of your game day meal too? It's rice and chicken?
I actually don't really have any game day superstition meal, any of that stuff. I know a lot of the guys do, and that's just not me. So I just kind of eat whatever I have for leftovers, I guess. So. Obviously healthy, but
as best you can, you got to fuel that body.
Absolutely.
But man, like I said, I've watched you grow over this year and watch, your game, I should say, grow over this year. And I know, like I said, it's not just me. I'm seeing it and hearing it from other people around this building too. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're eating, you're doing it right. Because you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I won't keep you here much longer. I usually ask a few stupid questions and stuff like that. But we'll let's talk real quickly here, though, before I do that, or Natty, about Bismarck.
Okay.
Now, you saw them this weekend. Mm-hmm. First time since, I believe, October. I think it was around, and I probably should have looked this up, but it was around Halloween, real close to Halloween. Sounds the right. Last time we saw the Bobcats, and of course, they're sitting second place in the standings right now, and you guys are sitting in third. Just talked to Coach Langer a little bit about what they do well. It's a good team. They're fast, they're physical, they score, they do it, and they've got great goaltending. What do you feel like as a group, as a player? What are you guys talking about in the locker room about what you've got to do when you go up to Bismarck this weekend?
It's a good team, but it's a different team than we played back in October, and I think they got a lot of new guys. So I don't know. We just kind of weren't ready on Friday night. I feel like Saturday night we kind of took it to them a little bit, and the end wasn't what we wanted. But I think this weekend going into it, we just have to kind of come together and realize that we need to really bear down and do the things that we do right, and I think that'll really work out well for us.
It's tough to play up there.
Absolutely.
They got a great crowd. They've got a facility there that will be rocking, no doubt. So it's going to be an interesting one here as you have, again, back-to-back games with them.
Yep.
And then up to Minot. So, well, speaking of which, folks, this weekend, Bismarck Bobcats, the Wings are on the road. Puck drop scheduled for 7:15 both nights. Watch at City Lights Barn Event Center in Aberdeen or log into NAHL TV. Listen on 94.1 The Rock, HubCityRadio.com. Or the Rock app, which you can download on your mobile device and watch and listen to the games from anywhere in the world. And then following that, again, it will be Minot. Next home games Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th. Guess what? Against Bismarck. Yep. Sign up now for a small dog race going on Saturday, March 9th. Email Aaron at asmith@aberdeenwings.com for more information about a small dog race. And I'm not sure of the qualifications of how, what is small, what isn't, whatever, but it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. But again, the Wings facing the Bobcats several times over the next few weeks. Sponsorships and reserve season tickets are available for the remainder of the 2023-2024 season. Call Aaron at 605-380-5852 for more information. And for all the latest news and information on the Wings, visit AberdeenWings.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And, of course, this video can be seen on YouTube as well. Jibber Cool, thank you so much for coming on and joining me. I know that you guys have a lot going on with your work schedules and your workout schedules and your practice schedules and your game day routines and all of these things. But I really appreciate you joining us here.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Yeah. It's so awesome for folks to get a chance to see you a little bit. And, again, keep on the track you're going, because
Absolutely. The
work is definitely being seen.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that'll wrap up this week's Wings Weekly.
And once again, that's the voice of your Aberdeen Wings, Jay Kleinkonnect, visiting with Jibber Cool of the Aberdeen Wings. You can listen to that full conversation, not only that, but also head coach Scott Langer's portion of the program on YouTube at Wings Weekly for week 23. That's about it for us in our time together here today. Wings are on the road. Don't forget, coming up this next weekend in Bismarck, taking on those Bobcats, a 7:15 puck drop each night. Check out all those games on 94.1 The Rock. Colin Cowherd is coming up at the top of the hour, or at least the Colin Cowherd Show. Gottlieb might be filling in once again for him. That's coming up next on Fox Sports Aberdeen.